弟兄姊妹，大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，让我们再有这样的机会一起来，敬拜主。
Praise the Lord that we have this opportunity to gather together to worship our Lord.
上个礼拜我交通到这个希伯伦有一个非常重要的意义，还记得吗
？So last week I shared with you a very important meaning of Hebron. Does anyone still remember?
因为这一个约翰一书所告诉我们一个很重要的真理。
For the in First John, it tells us a very important truth.
他提醒就是老约翰在他晚年的时候，他要提醒我们有一些最基本的生命之道。
And so in his older years, John wants to remind us of some very basic but important truth.
告诉我们，我们乃是与神相交。
And he reminds us that we have a fellowship with God.
这一个相交这个字，英文翻译成 fellowship.
And so this word in English is fellowship.
我们呢就翻译成有相交，也可以翻译成团契。
And so in Chinese, there's the fellowship aspect, but also fellowship in terms of as a group of people.
Share something in common.
Sharing something in common.
对，这是这个字的意思。那么在神的家里头
，So in the house of God,
第一，我们是与神相交。
First, we have a fellowship with God.
让我们从生命的源头得着他的供应。
So that we can receive provision from the source of life.
对，这是我们每一个人必须从主那里得着的那一个生命，那一个生命之道。
And so that is something that every single one of us needs to receive from our God. And that's the word of life.
所以第一步是从神得着这个生命的生命之道。
So the first step is to receive the word of life from God.
然后神要我们彼此相交。
And secondly is then he wants us to fellowship with one another.
那么这个是老约翰要提醒我们，尤其到了主第二次要回来之前，地上是一片的混乱。
So this is what John wants to remind us of, especially during near the end time when there's going to be chaos on earth.
地上的教会也在一个非常荒凉的光景里头。
And also the churches on earth during that time will also be in a very desolate condition.
在家里睡不着，到教会一定睡得着。
So if you can't sleep at home, then if you come to church, you will fall asleep very quickly.
对，这就是教会到末世的一个特色，就是睡着了。
So that's a very special characteristic of churches near the end time is that they all have fallen asleep.
所以主要用环境把我们叫醒。
And so the Lord uses our environment to wake us up.
刚刚我们的领会领师都告诉我们主的日子近了，因为有许多的兆头提醒我们。
And during our worship time, we hear of the reminder that the day of the Lord's coming is near, for there are many signs showing so.
在网上有一个有一个人，他说这个月九月。
And so on the internet, on the web, there's this person who proclaimed that this month in September,
在地球上就发生了这惊天动地的事情。有他算了有二十七件。
And so there are very 27 events total that are very shocking events that happened so far.
比如说像美国。
For example, in the U.S.
我们西海岸在干嘛
？What's going on in the West Coast？
烧森林大火。
We have forest fires everywhere.
Yeah， 我们华盛顿州就是烧得不可开交。
And so even in Washington State, we have many forest fires.
那下面 Oregon， 然后到加州都是一样，整个西海岸，烽火连天了。
All the same thing all the way along the West Coast.
刚刚我们读的圣经有一在约珥书里面有一个说到烟柱有没有
？So in the book of Joel, we just read that there they talked about the column of smoke.
你现在看我们的西岸都在烟柱里面。
So if you look at how the West Coast right now is, we have many columns of smoke.
那美国的南方呢
？And what about the southern United States?
埋在水里面。
They're all buried underwater.
所以你就可以知道我们在美国是水深火热。
So from that you can see that we are in the, even in the US, we're kind of buried underwater and surrounded by fire.
对不对？所以其他的国家也是一样的。
And it's the similar things for other country, nations as well.
所以的的确确从日全食8月21号以来，整个的世界就是 一片的天灾人祸。
So truly, ever since the solar eclipse that happened on August 21st, the whole entire globe is surrounded by various natural calamities and human disasters.
对，所以这些都是叫做兆头。
So all these are signs.
那主耶稣用一个字叫做travail pain, 就是惨痛，就是产前的阵痛。
And so it's described in the Bible the word travail or pain,
birth pains.
Birth pains.
对，这一些都是提醒我们基督徒，剩下来的日子不多了。
So all these things are just reminders to us Christians that our remaining days are short.
所以约翰一书呢，就是告诉我们，我们需要有更紧密的交通团契。
And so First John reminds us that we need to have even closer fellowship.
我们在一个身体里面要彼此扶持，彼此帮助。
And that as one body, we should help support one another.
好，那么在这一个 fellowship 这个字的意思很丰富。
So there are many, many meanings within the word fellowship.
那在旧约里头呢，神就给我们一个城市，叫做希伯伦。
So in the Bible, it talked about God gave us this city called Hebron.
这个字的意思就叫做交通、团契。
And its meaning is communion.
所以我就最近呢，就把在这个希伯伦曾经发生过的事情在旧约里面一样一样把它提出来交通。
And that's why I, for the past few messages, I share with you the events that happened in Hebron.
那上个礼拜我们交通到这个地方是当年两个重要的王受膏的地方。
And so last week we shared that this place is the place where two very important kings were anointed.
还记得吗？哪两个王？
Which two?
大卫王跟所罗门王。
And the two kings were King David and King Solomon.
对，这两个王都是在这个地点，不是在耶路撒冷，是在希伯伦。受膏的。
So these two kings were anointed not in Jerusalem, but in Hebron.
所以我们就知道，在这个交通的里头，神要我们在这里认识谁是王。
And so it's very important to understand that in fellowship, God wants us to understand who is the king.
在那个时候，当大卫要受膏的时候，另外有一个扫罗的儿子也被人膏，但是那个是假的，只有这个是真的。
And so while King David was anointed at the time, at the same time, another person, the son of Saul, was being anointed. But he was the false king.
对，所以到了所罗门王也有同样的情形发生。
And similar things happened when King Solomon was anointed.
这就告诉我们，神心目中有他所设立的王。
So this tells us that God, in his own mind, has his chosen one as the king.
但是人有人的意思，人也去告了人自己以为的王。
Man also has his own will, and so they anointed the king that according to their own will.
那你们知道人心目中的王是谁吗？
So do you know who is the king among men?
阁下。
And that's you, yourself.
我们大家都喜欢做王。
So we all like to be the king.
我们中国话有一个土话说关起门来做皇帝。
And you know, Chinese is all saying that when you're the house, the door to your house closes, you're the king.
所以这些都是假的王。
So all these are false kings.
我们必须在希伯伦，在这个交通的里面，让我们看见神的心意是要高他的儿子耶稣基督为王。
So we must understand that in the Hebron, in this fellowship, we know that it is God's will to have his son to be anointed to be the king.
这是我们上个礼拜所讲的。
And that's what we share upon.
那今天呢，我要来到第二个部分。
So today we'll come to the second part.
第二个部分是什么呢？
And what is that?
那你要知道，在我们的这个哥罗西，不是，对不起， 就是约翰二一书。
And so in 1 John,
你就能够知道有一个词是反复出现十次。
And so there is this word that appears 10 times.
那就是命令。
And that is commandment.
那我们请打开约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
第一章。
And for, chapter 1,
第七节,
verse 7.
约翰一书,
John chapter, 1 John chapter 1.
对, 在这个荧幕上也有, 如果你翻不到, 墙上有。
So it's also on the slide.
我们要从第一章第七节念到第八节。
So we'll read verse 7 and 8.
你注意看命令这两个词
so,
两个字
pay attention to command, the word command.
Command, 对。亲爱的弟兄啊我写给你们不是一条新命令乃是你们从前起初所受的旧命令这旧命令就是你们所听见的道啊哦哦对不起、
okay.
哦、oh, ，OK，OK，、okay, okay, 我跳了，没有关系，我们就唱就念第二章吧。
Okay.
So, 第二章第七节。
Let's jump to chapter 2 verse 7.
对对对，因为我要集中在这个词命令。
So let's read. Beloved, I am not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard. So pay attention to the word commandment.
对，第八节。
Verse 8.
再者，我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。
So verse 8 says, On the other hand, I am writing a new commandment to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining.
好，第三章。
And then chapter 3.
第十一节
verse 11
三章十一节
chapter 3 verse 11
我们应当彼此相爱这就是你们从起初所听见的命令
for this is the message which you have heard from the beginning that we should love one another
不可像该隐他是属那恶者杀了他的兄弟为什么杀了他呢因为自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
Verse 12, Not as Cain, who was of the evil one, and slew his brother. And for what reason did he slay him? Because his deeds were evil, and his brothers were righteous.
然后二十二
and then
到二十四
and then jump to the same chapter, jump to verse 22 to 24.
并且我们一切所求的就是从他得着因为我们遵守他的命令行他所喜悦的事神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名且照他所赐我们的命令彼此相爱
So 22 to 24And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. This is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. The one,
遵守神的命令就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的。
The one who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. We know by this that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us.
所以我们读这些圣经，你就可以看到老约翰在这里反复的讲，反复的讲，讲什么？
So,
命令。
So from these passages we just read, we know that John repeatedly again and again talked about the word commandment.
所以今天。早上我的负担就是要把主所说过的命令到底有什么我们要把它找出来
So this morning my burden is to share with you to talk about what were the Lord's commandments
如果我们要让主耶稣做王
And if we are to have our Lord Jesus as the king,
而是真的王，不是虚伪的王。
And that's the true king and not the false king.
那这一个实体，王的实体，就是有没有人遵行他所说的命令。
And the reality of him being the king depends on whether there are people who will do according to his commandments.
对吧？所以我们读圣经的时候，我们就要注意看王到底说了什么重要的话。我们每一个人都得怎么样，照着去行。
And so it's important for us to read the Bible to pay attention to what our king is saying and also do according to what his commandments are.
好，那这个词我刚刚说在这本书里头讲了十次。
So as I mentioned that the word commandment in this particular book showed up 10 times.
那么在整个的新约讲了几次呢？
And in the whole entire book, the whole entire New Testament, it showed up how many times?
如果是动词
as a verb,
他就讲了十五次
，it appeared 15 times。
但是如果是名词
，or as a noun，
就用了67次在新约。
It's used. It appeared 67 times in the New Commandment。
所以我就到圣经
，sorry, in the New Testament，
我就到圣经里面去，在新约里把所有主耶稣所讲过的这一个词，把它收集起来，然后把它总结一下。
And so I went into the New Testament and looked at all the times when the word commandment were used and then to kind of summarize them.
想不想知道?
Do you want to know?
想不想知道到底这个主耶稣的命令或者说神的命令有哪一些是我们要注意的?
So would you like to know? Are you curious to know what are God's commandments?
如果我们能够明白了,那我们就要好好的把他所说过的命令都要怎么样去遵守。
And so if we understand what these commandments are, then we need to obey every single one of them.
那如果刚刚我们念的圣经在约翰一书的时候就说，如果你遵守我的命令，就是什么？爱我的。
And so as we just read in 1 John, if you obey my commandments, then you love me.
对不对？所以我们就必须了，我们讲我爱主，我爱主，怎么样叫做爱主呢？耶稣说，你照着我的命令去做，就是爱我了。
And so we all constantly say, Lord, we love you, we love you. So how do we love him?
好。
So the Lord says, if you love me, then obey my commandments.
我们从马太福音开始。
So let's take a look starting from a book of Matthew.
马太福音我们看二十二章。
Chapter 22.
马太二十二章，我们从三十六节到四十节。
And we'll read from verse 36 to 40.
对，马太福音二十二章三十六节，夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢
？So starting from verse 36, teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?
这个我们中文翻译成诫命，对吧？律法上的诫命，那你注意英文怎么翻呢
？And so the English version says commandment in the law.
Commandment 其实就是什么？命令。所以
，so it's a command.
对，是一个命令。那这个律师啊，就是当时犹太人的律法师来问耶稣，这个神的命令里面哪一条最大的？
So at the time, the person who was asking, he's a lawyer who's well versed in the laws, and so he was asking Jesus, which one of the laws are the greatest, most important?
所以耶稣把旧约的命令做一个总结。
And so Jesus summarized all the commandments in the Old Testament.
啊，耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
And so Jesus, and he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
This is the great and foremost commandment.
其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets.
所以在这段话语里头， 我们就知道在旧约被称为诫命有几条。
So in this exchange, we understand that in the Old Testament time, how many commandments are, were there?
十条，对吧？
So there are ten commandments.
我们都称它为十诫。
And so we call them the ten commandments.
因为中文的圣经把它翻译成诫命，所以我们比较没有联想到，其实这个诫命用另外一个表达的话，就是神对人的什么？命令。
So the Chinese translation has the word for Ten Commandments is more closer to laws. So we didn't quite connect them together with these are actually God's commands.
对，我们把它想成律法。
So we interpret them in Chinese. We interpret them as laws.
当然也没有错，是神的律法。
So it's not wrong. It is true. They are laws from God.
但是我觉得我们今天既然讲到神的命令，那我们就从命令的角度来看。这十条诫命是神对人的命令，因为他是王，我们是他的子民，神对我们有这样的要求。
And so because since we're talking about commands today, so we'll take a look at these Ten Commandments from the perspective of commands, because he is the king and we are his people, so these are his commands to us.
所以旧约的这些命令很多，但是主耶稣把它做一个总结。
And so there are many commandments in the Old Testament, but Lord Jesus summarized them.
这整个的这个神的诫命最重要的最大的是哪一条？耶稣说就是你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
And so he said the greatest commandment in the law, as according to our Lord Jesus said, is you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
所以在这个地方你可以看到神对我们的要求是什么。
And so from this, you can see what is our Lord's requirement from us.
什么叫做尽心、尽性、尽意？
What does it mean to with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind?
你如果到路加福音去看，还有一个，还加了一个，尽力。
And if you go to Luke, there's actually one more, is that with all your might.
对，所以也就是说，神对我们整个的人。
And in other words,God requires us that it requires all that our entire being.
跟神之间的交通
and to have the fellowship with
那个关系
God, and that relationship.
他用了四个尽
He used four
对，要第一要尽你的心
and first is with all your heart.
第二要尽你的性
and the all your soul.
All your heart, 然后就是 all your soul, 就是性就是你的魂。
And so that's your soul.
英文的圣经就是讲到 soul, 就是你整个的魂就是你的情感你的意志你的思想。
So soul represents like your thoughts, your entire emotion, your entire being.
对，前面是讲到你的灵，后面讲到你的魂。
And so first I talk about your heart and then your soul.
对吧？然后再讲到你的力，就是你的全人，你的这个这个身体
your mind and then your might so your entire person
也就是说神对我们有一个要求
in other words God has this requirement from us
你们要不要相信他
whether you want to believe in him
对吧你说没有神
you may say oh there's no God
我就是神我走自己的路
and so you can say oh I am God I choose to walk my own ways
但是那是愚昧的
but that is a foolish way
因为圣经说愚妄人说，愚妄人心里说没有神。
So the Bible says the foolish one in his heart says there is no God.
为什么这样子说呢
？Why does the Bible say this?
因为罗马书第一章说得很清楚。
For it's clearly stated in the first chapter.
神的永能与神性是明明可知的。
And so the power of God and the
divinity
of God is known by all.
Roma 书第一章
Oh, sorry. In the first book of Romans,
对
Romans
十八节吧
In verse 18, it says that Romans
chapter 1.
Chapter 1, verse 18, it says, okay, for the.
神的永能与神十九
Okay, sorry. 19 it says, because that which is
known. That which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature. 对不对? 所以在这个地方就是神的永能与神性是明明可知的借着所造之物。
And so his invisible attributes and his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly shown in his creation.
叫人无可推诿。
So there's no dispute.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
从神的角度来看, 当人说没有神的时候,
so from the point of view of God, when man said there is no God,
是故意说的。
So did he say that this on purpose?
对,因为 人人的心里面都知道有神,
so because everyone in their heart they know there is a God.
但是你要再故意的说没有神，是因为你心里有鬼。
But when you purposefully say there is no God, that means there's something inside of you that you're trying to hide.
因为没有神，就不可能有这一切。
Because if there is no God, none of this is possible.
今天有这一切，你就知道。 它必须有一个因，才现在有这个果。
And today, because we have all these things around us, you know that there is a reason, and therefore we have what we have what we see today, which is the result.
你看到房子，你看到椅子，你知道有建筑师，有一个做椅子的这个叫什么匠？这不是木头做的，不能讲木匠，有一个铁匠。
So as you see this house or this structure or this chair there, you know there is a builder who built this house, and you know there's a contractor, there's a maker who made that chair.
对，这些都是不是偶然发出、自动发现的、自动出来的，不可能。
So these things didn't just happen randomly.
对，所以整个的宇宙它的存在就告诉我们有一位。 至高大能的神,
so the very existence of this universe tells us there's this this God who created all.
所以我们是他所造的,
so we are his creation.
那神爱我们,
and God loves us.
他就给我们一个命令,
and so he gives us this commandment.
这命令是什么?
And that is
你要与这位神有一个关系,
and to have this relationship with this God.
这关系不是轻描淡写的关系,
it's not a superficial one.
对,这个关系必须是尽心,尽性,尽意,尽力爱主你的神。
And that is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your might.
它必须是我们整个存在的目的。
And he has to be the very purpose of our entire existence.
我们只要有一口气在,
as long as we still have one breath left,
我们就要学一个功课,
and we shall learn this lesson.
认识他,
and,
爱他,
and that's to know him and to love him.
对吧? 这是诫命中最大的,
and that is the great commandment.
神的命令就是, 他讲了很多很多, 但是把它总结下来, 主耶稣就讲到这么一个点。
So he has many commandments, but when the Lord Jesus summarizes it to this single one, is to this single one.
第二条,
and secondly,
是什么?
And that is,
爱你的邻舍如同爱自己,
and to love your neighbors as yourself.
那我们就记得圣经里面有一个问题, 谁是我的邻舍?
And so then we remember another question that was asked in the Bible is that,
记得吗?
Who is my neighbor?
谁是我的邻舍? 在路加福音第十章,
in Luke chapter 10, it says, "Who is my?" It asks, "Who is my neighbor?"
你记得就讲到那个好的撒玛利亚人。
So you remember he told the story of the good Samaritan.
主耶稣讲到有一个人啊，他从耶路撒冷去耶利哥的路上。
So remember the story goes, there's this merchant who went left Jerusalem and was on his way to Jericho.
记得这个故事吗?
Do you remember this story?
在那个路上，他遇到了土匪，把他打抢了，打得半死。
And so on the way, he was met up with, by robbers who beat him up and robbed him of all his possessions. So he fell to the roadside. And so someone passed him by.
先是一个祭司走过, 装的没看见就走过去了。
First, it was a priest who pretended not seeing the person, the man on the side of the road, and then continued.
然后有一个利未人经过
，and then a Levite
也没有任何的行动，又过去了。
Also passed the man.
那在这两个人的脑袋里面想的是什么呢
？And so what went through the heads of these two people?
你可以用你自己的想象。
You can use your own imagination.
觉得。这个人一定干了什么歹事，我不要碰他，不然他以后告我怎么办
？They're probably thinking, oh, this person must have done some bad things, and this is his just deserves.
所以这些人都是利未人也好，祭司也好，都是侍奉神的人。
So these people, whether it's the priest or it was the Levite, they all are people who serve God.
看见自己的同胞倒在地上，他们一点，怜悯的心都没有。
And seeing his own their own people falling to roadside, they had no mercy at all.
第三个人来了。
A third person came.
耶稣说，那个人是一个撒玛利亚人。
And Jesus said that that person was a Samaritan.
他就把这个人扶起来。
And so he helped that person up.
用油用酒给他裹伤。
And he bandages his wounds using oils and wine.
把他带到医院去。
And took him to the hospital.
然后跟医院的人说：“你把他医好，我出钱。
”And so told the people there, the doctors there to heal him, and the Samaritan will pay for the cost.
所以主耶稣就问那个问他问题的人说：“谁是我的？”就问他谁是这个人的。
And so Jesus asked the person who asked this question, this, he said, who is this person's neighbor?
那个人当然说就是这个撒玛利亚人。
And so the person asking the question answered, said, of course, it was this Samaritan.
这个故事的讽刺性是在哪里？
The irony of the story is,
真正爱这个倒在地上的这一个灾难中的人是一个犹太人，对吧
？So the person who truly loved this person who fell to the roadside was a
而真正出力于来帮助他救他的，却是一个犹太人看不起的撒玛利亚人。
So the person who actually who fell to the roadside who were robbed was robbed is a Israelite, while the person who saved him is a Samaritan who the Jews usually look down upon.
对一个看不起你的人，你看不起他的人，他反而救了你。
A person who you look down upon turns around and in turn help you.
而你自己的同胞，你的弟兄却没有来真正帮助你。
Yet at the same time, your own people didn't come to your aid.
这就是人的悲哀。
And that is the great sadness of human nature.
那耶稣就用这个比喻来说到。爱你的邻舍，这是第二个命令。
And so Jesus used this as an example for the second commandment, which is to love thy neighbor.
我就想到一个故事，一个真实的故事。
And that reminds me of a true event, true story.
这个故事发生在成都。
And so this happened in Chengdu.
我们中间有成都人吗
？So anybody from the city of Chengdu?
那里有一个。
We have one.
对，有一个。一个教会。
So there, in that city, there was this church.
他们教会大概七八十个人。
And they're about
一个小的家庭教会。
It's a small family church, about 70 or 80 people.
有一次，他们收到一个短信，从福州发过来的。
And at one time, they received a text message that was sent from the province.
说有一个四川的年轻人。本来在新加坡读博士，土木工程博士。
And so that the message says that there was the, this brother from in Sichuan who was from Singapore, and he was originally attending university for civil engineering
for PhD
for PhD in civil engineering.
那么结果他得了骨癌。
But yet he has bone cancer.
他信主是在新加坡信的
，so he accepted the Lord and become a believer in Singapore.
对，然后得了骨癌，结果把一条腿锯掉了。
And but because of the cancer, he had to one of his leg had to be amputated.
那 现在骨癌继续蔓延。
And now the bone cancer continue to spread.
那新加坡的弟兄姐妹帮助这个年轻人，觉得他现在医院没有办法再处理他，要把他送回家乡去了。
And so the brothers and sisters in Singapore felt that the hospital over there could only they did all they could, and so they figured the best plan is to send this brother back to his home.
那这个新加坡的教会只认识福州的教会。
And so the church in Singapore only knows this church in Fu province.
所以他们问福州的弟兄，你们认不认识四川有什么弟兄，有什么教会可以接待这个年轻的弟兄。
And so the Singapore church asked the brother and sister in Fu province whether they know anyone in Sichuan who could receive this brother.
那个时候大概27岁。
And the brother at the time probably is about 27 years old.
所以这个成都的教会呢就收到这个短信，那他是唯一在这里他福州的教会可以介绍他去的一个教会。
And so the church in Chengdu was the only church that the church in Fu province could introduce and this person to.
所以这个生病的弟兄就被送回到成都来。
And so this brother who was ill was sent back to Chengdu.
那这里叫做谁也不认识。
And indeed, once he arrived, he knows absolutely no one there.
但是这里这一群弟兄姐妹。没有一个人认识他，却接待了他。
But yet, even though none of the brothers and sisters in Chengdu know of this young brother,
后来
they all received.
后来知道他是在广元一个乡下的一个农村里面的一个年轻人，家里很穷，是一个农民，可是他奋斗出来，然后最后能够到新加坡留学。算是一个很杰出的年轻人。
It's only later that they found out that this brother was from the countryside, the villages of near Guangyuan, and it was through his own persistence and his willpower that he was able to advance in his studies and finally ultimately ending up in studying abroad in Singapore.
所以他们就给他安排了一个地方接待下来，他就在那里。继续接受在华西医院，在成都最好的医院，对吧
？And so they received the brother and set him up with a place where he could rest, and also went to be attended by the doctors in 华西 hospital, which is the best in Chengdu.
对，就在那里继续接受治疗，整整搞了11个月。
And so there he continued his treatment, which lasted an entire 11 months.
在那个十一个月中间，弟兄姊妹去探望他，帮助他，奉献，支持他，爱他，就这么像这个圣经所说的什么好撒玛利亚人，对吧
？And during those entire 11 months, the brother and sister in Chengdu kept on visiting the brother and providing support and financially as well as in person, spiritually, and everything. So basically, they treated him like the Good Samaritan as Jesus described.
对，那么我见过他两次
，and so I met this brother twice.
对，是一个很可爱的年轻人。
He's a very very adorable young man.
最后他就是骨癌到后来没有泛滥了全身，就最后是肺癌而死。
But eventually the cancer spread throughout all the bone structure in his body, and eventually he passed away because of the cancer reached his lungs.
是人生，有的人可以命很长，有的人命很短。
Yes, indeed, some people may have a very long life, and some people may live a very short life.
我们不知道我们在地上有可以活多少年。
We don't know how many years we have left on this earth.
但是重点不是长与短的问题。
But the important part is not regarding whether it's long or short.
重点是你在这人生短暂的人生里头有没有认识他，爱他。
The important point is that in your short life, did you get a chance to know him and love him?
所以我。举这个人的例子，就是说，这一个教会接待这一个陌生的弟兄。
So I use this brother as an example to show that the church in Chengdu received this brother.
他们有这样的爱心来接待他,
that they had this love to receive him.
来爱他,
and to love him.
服侍他, 出钱出力,
and to serve him to, and to make offerings.
让他们彼此之间有一个, 在他人生最后一段路, 可以有极美好的交通。
And so that near the end of this brother's life, he has this wonderful fellowship.
在我们教会也有这样的故事,
and we have similar stories here in our church.
对吧? 所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
这个交通是一个很实际的事情。
So this fellowship is a very real thing.
那主的命令就叫我们, 第一爱神, 第二爱人。
And so the Lord's commandment to us is first love God, second to love others.
那什么叫做我的邻舍, 什么叫做我的弟兄?
And so who is our neighbors and who are our brothers?
那我的邻舍, 我用路加福音20章, 第10章的那个耶稣的, 故事解释了。
And so in terms of who our neighbor is, I use Luke chapter 10, that story there to explain.
那谁是我的弟兄?
So who's our brother?
啊? 耶稣也回答过,
and so Jesus also answered that question.
在马太福音的12章,
and it is in Matthew chapter 12.
对, 48节到50节,
chapter 48 to 50.
谁是我的弟兄?
Who is my brother?
那主耶稣怎么回答?
And how did he respond?
他说, 凡遵行我天父旨意的, 就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
And so all those who had obeyed my father, Heavenly Father's commandments, they are my brothers, my sisters, and my mother.
所以在这个弟兄的关系上,
so on the matter of definition of who my brother is, it's not defined by blood.
而这个关系是定义在什么上?
But rather,
遵行我
It's defined by those who obeys my Heavenly Father's commandment.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们在这里称彼此称弟兄姐妹, 对吧?
We call one another brothers and sisters.
我们为什么能够成为弟兄姐妹, 而我们一点血肉的关系都不是?
How is it that we're able to become brothers and sisters while we're not related by blood?
今天把我们放在一起成为一个家, 神的家,
so today we are all put together into one house, and that's the house of God.
因为这里有一群人, 怎么样?
Because there's a group of people
遵行父神的旨意,
who obey the Heavenly Father's commandments.
对, 他的旨意把我们召在一起的。
It's His commandment that gather all of us together.
那主的命令就是说, 爱你的什么? 弟兄。
And it's the Lord's commandments to us to love your brothers.
这是 主在马太福音22章告诉我们的。
And so this is what the Lord tells us through Matthew chapter 22.
再来一个,
next one.
到28章,
in chapter 28.
到了马太28章的时候, 也是我们大家都很熟悉的第18节的20节。
It's a very familiar passage, verse 18 to 20.
耶稣近前来对他们说, 天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了, 所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒, 奉父子圣灵的名, 给他们施洗。
It says, and Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
20节, 凡我所吩咐你们的, 都教训他们遵守, 我就常与你们同在, 直到
Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
所以你在第20节的时候你就看到一个字, 什么字?
And so in verse 20 you see this word, and that is
啊, 我们中文圣经在这个地方翻译成, 吩咐。
And so in the Chinese version it says to tell,
tell. 但是在英文就是 命令,
but in the English version is the word commanded,
对吧? 就是主耶稣在这里, 他要升天了,
and so here the Lord Jesus is about to be raised.
所以他对他的门徒在他升天之前最后的吩咐,
And so these are his last commandments to his disciples.
那我们教会来讲，就称这一段圣经叫做大使命、大命令。
And so we call this the Great Commandment.
对吧？这个大的使命是什么
？And that is,
就是去叫万民做我的门徒。
And that is go and make disciples of all nations.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们常常在教会里面长大的人，以为大使命就是传福音。
And so for those who grew up in the church, they also have this thought that thinking that the Great Commandment maybe is to, means to share the gospel.
对还是错
Was that correct or wrong?
大使命等于传福音对不对
The Great Commandment equals sharing the gospel. Is that correct?
啊对还是不对
Is it correct?
不对吧
No.
传福音是达到大使命的方法
So,sharing the gospel is the path to is the way to
这个王的命令是什么
The command of the king is
他说去叫万民做我的门徒
His commandment is go therefore and make disciple of all the nations
他不是叫万民做他的信徒
He didn't say that go and make all nations to become a
believer 他的要求比信徒还要进一步
His requirement is a step above just merely a
你不单单要信
You not only do you need believe
你还要跟从
But you also need to follow
因为耶稣有一次他说得很清楚
Because Jesus once made this very clear
凡要跟从我的
So all those who are to follow me
就当背起自己的十字架
To carry his own cross.
天天舍己
And to lay himself aside each and every day.
Deny himself.
To deny himself each and every day.
我们都是 denying 主我们很少 deny yourself.
We oftentimes deny our Lord. Very seldomly do we deny ourselves.
我们要否认的时候都是否认主的我们很少否认自己的
And we usually just deny the Lord.
所以我们这些人就是叫做三心两意啊。
And so we couldn't make up our minds.
但是主耶稣说，你要做我的门徒的话，
but,
你不是得否认主，是否认你自己。
But the Lord Jesus said, to become my disciple, you need to deny yourself.
这个叫做门徒。
And that is the definition of disciple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
所以我们注意听主耶稣的命令。
So we need to pay special attention and listen to His commandment.
我们去传福音是感谢主，这是我们的责任。
We share the gospel, yes, thank the Lord, that is our responsibility.
人家得救了，受洗了，我们感谢主，他们有这样的恩典。
And when they're saved, they're baptized, we give thanks to the Lord for this person is saved.
但你注意，我在受洗的时候，每次要问话，对不对
？So pay attention, every time when I baptize someone, I always ask them these questions.
在我问话的里面，最后一句话。
And in the very last question that I asked,
我问的是什么
？What did I ask?
你愿意答应主耶稣的呼召，来跟随他，做他的门徒吗
？I asked, Are you willing to respond to the Lord's calling and to follow him and become his disciple?
每一个受洗的都说是是是，阿门。
Everyone who is baptized, they all nod their heads saying yes, amen.
十个大概九个不知道他在说什么。
But probably 9 out of 10 don't know what he's truly.
当你真的点头说是的时候
，when you nodded your head and say yes，
你就要开始学一个功课。
You need to start learning this lesson，
就是否认你的自己
，and that is to deny yourself，
来接受他所是的
，and to accept what he is，
以他的旨意为旨意，这叫做他的门徒
，and to accept his commandment as your commandment，
也就是说，阁下的美梦，阁下的旨意，到那一天为止就怎么样，全部烟消云散
，and that is what true disciple is. In other words, on that very day, all your own wills are no longer.
所以你听懂的话，你应该说：“哎呀，上当了。”
And so, if you truly understand what this means, you probably would say to yourself, "Oh, I was tricked."
是上当了吗
？Are you really tricked?
是，如果你在这个世界想要捞一点什么，得一点什么的话，你来答应这个呼召，你是上当的。
Yes, indeed. If your goal is to get something out of this world, then when you answer yes to that last question when you're baptized, indeed, you are tricked.
但是如果你真的认识 他是谁。
But if you really truly know who he is,
你要说，神啊，你抬举我了。
And you'll say, Lord, you look too highly upon me.
听懂了没有？
You understand?
如果你真的认识他，真的他是，他刚刚说，天上地上，地下所有的权柄怎么样，都赐给我了。这句话，谁能讲啊？
So you said that the word, he just said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Who could say such thing?
习近平不能讲这句话。
The Prime Minister of China, Xi, can
say this. 他最多说什么？在中国的权柄，党政军都赐给我了。他马上就做习主席了。
All he could say is that,The authority of the Communist Party, the army, is within me. In China, at least.
对，但是主耶稣这句话是说，天上的权柄已经给我了，地上的权柄也给我了。
But what Lord Jesus said here is that the authority in heaven has been given to me, and the authority on earth has been also given to me.
有一个人想讲这句话。
There is one other person who tried to say this.
谁呀？
Who was that?
啊？敌基督，对对。
So Antichrist.
撒旦想讲这句话。
Satan tried to say this.
我们也很多人想讲这句话，但是你没这个本事讲。
A lot of us try to say this, but we just don't have the ability.
对不对？如果你有这个本事，你也想讲这句话，好过瘾啊，好爽啊。
If you have that ability, you probably want to say this as well, because it's quite a treat to be able to say it.
可是。当主有这样大的权柄来讲这句话的时候，我们听话的人真懂了吗？
But when our Lord Jesus has the real authority to say this, those of us who are listening, do we truly understand?
所以我们必须要认识他到底是谁。
So we have to know who he really is.
他不但是创造天地的主。
Not only is he the Lord who created the universe.
今天他更是不管在物质界，在灵界，他都掌权。
But he also has the authority in the physical and the spiritual world.
神把这个至高的权柄赐给他。
And so God gives him this utmost authority.
而同时，他也把神的旨意完成在我们每一个人身上。
And at the same time, he fulfills God's commandment on each one of us.
剩下来的就是我们有没有。来跟这个王怎么样配合
？And what remains is whether we work together with this king.
他说：“如果你遵照我所说的
，He said, if you obey my commandments,
我就与你们同在，
and I will,
直到世界的末了。”
And so he says, if you obey my commandments, then I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
这句话什么意思
？What does this mean?
就是说，如果你照着我的命令去做
，It means that if you do according to my commandments，
这个整个的世界都来反对你
，And even if the whole world is against you，
天翻地覆
，And the heaven could turn over, the earth could turn，
你不用什么害怕
，You do not need to fear，
因为我与你同在
，For I am with you，
而且直到这个世界的末了
，And until the end of time，
所以如果你真的懂了王的这句话
，So if you truly understand what the king said，
你我应该是世界上最勇敢的人。
You and I will become the bravest person on this earth，
没有什么好怕的
，because there's nothing to fear，
对不对
？Right？
就跟个小朋友说，我爸爸与我同在，我什么也不怕。
Just as the little kid said, my dad is with me. I fear nothing.
因为在小朋友的心目中，天下最伟大的人是谁
？Because in
the, 他爸爸
according to the eyes in the mind of the little kid, the greatest person in the world is his dad.
那今天在我们的心目中，我们心目中最伟大的人应该是谁
？And so today, in our mind, in our hearts, who should be the greatest?
就是主耶稣嘛。
This is our Lord Jesus.
这个天地的王
He is the king of heaven and earth.
在大陆不是有个笑话，我爸爸是李刚。
There's a joke in China that says my dad is Li Gang.
不去讲他。
We'll not go into details.
我们才是我们的天父是创造宇宙万有的神。
Our Heavenly Father is one who created the entire universe.
那我们的王是主耶稣。
And our King is our Lord Jesus.
所以不管地上是怎么样反对主、否认主，没有关系。
So regardless how on earth people are against the Lord.
当主给这个命令的时候
，When our Lord gave us this commandment.
那是罗马掌权的时候。
It was during a time when the Romans were.
全世界的最大的强国是罗马。
The strongest nation in the world is the Roman nation.
在以色列当时最大的权柄是，对以色列人来讲，就是那个大祭司，对吧？
So in Israel, to the Israelites, at that time, the one who has the most authority is the high priest.
那犹太教反对耶稣。
So the Judaism was they are against Jesus.
罗马的政权反对耶稣。
And the ruling authorities in Roman Empire were against Jesus.
所以以整个的世界都在那里反对耶稣的时候，耶稣说：“去叫万民做我的门徒。”
And so when the whole entire ruling class were against Jesus, he said to his disciple, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations."
假使你我是在那个时代
，If you and I are back during that time,
我们敢动吗
？Would you dare make a move?
啊，你敢动吗
？Do you dare make a move?
你敢照着这个王的命令去传这个福音，叫人做耶稣的门徒吗
？Do you dare to obey this king's commandments to make disciples?Of the nation?
照人说不敢，因为你惹不起这些有权有势的人。
From a man's perspective, you wouldn't dare because you wouldn't dare to cross these people of authority.
我们中国话说什么？识时务者为俊杰。糟糕，怎么翻
？So there's an old Chinese saying that is the wise is a man who understands his surroundings.
That's right. 但是主耶稣却告诉我们，你要灵巧像蛇。寻良像鸽子。
So, but Lord Jesus tells us that we shall be flexible like the snake,、mm-hmm. but
寻良，寻良像鸽子。
But you'll be like the pigeon in how you seek out food. Diligent.
not quite. That's all right. 总而言之，主是说我打发你们是像。狼进入羊群呢，还是羊群进入狼呢
？So regardless, the Lord says that I sent you out at like sending sheep into a herd of a wolf.
啊，是把羊送到狼群里头去了。
So I send you like sheep into a pack of wolves.
照人看，你叫送上虎口是自找麻烦。
So from man's perspective, you're sending yourself to the mouth of the tiger. You're looking for trouble.
但是主说不要怕。
But the Lord says, do not be afraid.
我与你们同在。
I am with you.
所以你只要照着王的命令去，环境再糟糕。
So as long as you obey His commandment, if you go, regardless how bad the situation is,
神总是保护他所有的儿女，所有的仆人。
God will protect all His children, all His servants.
这是王的命令。
And that is the commandment.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们就是要在最糟糕的环境里头，我们要相信他的权柄。要怎么讲呢 ？Overrule， 就是他要。他的权柄大过世上任何的权柄。
So, dear brothers and sisters, regardless of how bad our situation may be, we must have faith that his authority will overrule everything.
主耶稣怎么形容这句话
？So, how did our Lord Jesus describe this?
就是你们头上的头发我都数过了。
He said that even every strand of hair I have counted on your head.
没有他的许可，没有一根头发会掉在地上。
And without his permission.Not a single strand of hair will fall from your head.
有没有这句话
？You understand this word?
所以你就知道，你在他的眼中非常宝贵的。
So from this, you know that in his eyes, how precious you are.
好，那我想这个是在马太福音里面你可以看到的命令。
So this you can see this commandment you can see in the book of Matthew.
那当然，在马可福音当然也有了。
And also in Mark it was recorded as well.
马可福音第十章十九节。
And in Mark chapter 10, verse 19,
就是说诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。这就是主耶稣把那个十诫的后面六诫很简单的讲了。
Chapter 10, verse 19, it says, you know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. So basically, he summarized really quickly the last six commandments.
这个中文翻译的诫命在英文还是讲到命令。
So this, again, in Chinese it says the law, but in English it's commandments.
那有一次主耶稣说到他自己。
And so there's one time when the Lord Jesus talked about himself.
因为刚刚我们所有讲的都是耶稣给我们的命令，对吧？
So all this time we've been talking about how the commandments that Lord Jesus gave us.
那你有没有注意过，耶稣也是一个听命令的人？
So have you ever paid attention and see that Lord Jesus himself is also someone who obeys commandments?
对不对？
Right?
一个给命令的人。他自己必须是什么？也是能够听命令的人。
So for someone who can give commands, he also need to be someone who's able to receive and obey commands.
所以我要考你一个题目。
So let me ask you this.
耶稣接受的命令，从第一，谁给他命令？
So the commandments that Jesus received, first of all, who gave them?Those commandments.
谁有这个地位可以给耶稣命令？
Who has the authority to give command to Lord Jesus?
父神，对吧？
So that's is the Heavenly Father.
所以主耶稣从父神得到命令。
And so therefore, our Lord Jesus received the commandments from the Heavenly Father.
第二
，Second，
你知不知道父神给耶稣的命令是什么？
Do you know what commandment did the Heavenly Father gave our Lord Jesus?
知道不知道
？Do you know？
读约翰福音。
If you read the book of John，
十二章四十九节
，Chapter 12, verse 49。
对，我要大家读这段圣经的原因，就是你来看看耶稣的榜样，怎么样面对这个命令。
And so I want you to read this so that we can see the one who we model after how he receives commands.
因为平常我们认为一个能够给人命令的人，他自己可以不要听命令，或者他应该是最自由的人，谁也不能够告诉他他要做什么。
Oftentimes we have this conception, understanding, this thought that the person who gives commands, he himself does not need to receive any command or obey any command.
但是事实不是如此。
But the reality is far from this.
你从下面我们要念的这段圣经就可以看到，耶稣这个王，他怎么样面对神父神给他的命令。
From the passage we're about to read, we can see how our Lord Jesus, as the King, he received his commandment.
那你从他的身上就可以学到我们应该怎么样面对神给我们的命令。
And so from that, we can then see how we should face the commandment that we receive from God.
原文十二章四十九节五十节。
So John chapter 12, verse 49 to 50.
我们一起念好吗？
Let's read it together.
因为我没有凭着自己讲。唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么讲什么，我也知道他的命令就是永生，故此我所讲的话正是照着父对我所说的。什么是父给耶稣的命令？
So what is the commandment that the Father gave to Jesus?
啊，永生。
Is eternal life.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
什么叫做永生？
What does eternal life mean?
人有没有永生？
Does man have eternal life?
啊？人没有死路一条。
Man has no eternal life. There's only death meeting him, waiting him.
你只要是亚当的后代。
As long as you're a descendant of Adam.
我们被两个律抓住了。
We are held tightly by two laws.
第一个律，罪。
And first, that is sin.
第二个律，
second,
死。
Is death.
对不对？
Right?
我们没有一个人从我们生下来，我们可以说我们不犯罪，我们不会死。
None of us can say that from the day that we're born that we will not sin and we will not die.
不管你是皇帝还是贱民。
Regardless if you're the king or you're just a person.
你是世界上最聪明的诺贝尔奖得主。
You can be the smartest person who received the Nobel Prize.
或者你是最笨的这个奴隶。
You could be the dumbest person, or you could be like, or a slave.
一律平等。
All is the same.
不管在罪的面前，不管在死亡的面前，都是一样的。
Regardless whether you're standing before sin or death, everyone's the same.
同意吗？
Right?
每个人例外。
No, there's no exception.
所以神看到我们这样的一个悲惨的状态，
so,
他就命令他的儿子怎么样来到这个世界。
And so when God saw us in such sorrowful state, he commanded his son to come into
the world. 所以耶稣得到的命令就是他来到这个地上干嘛。
And so our Lord Jesus received his commandment to come on into this world to do what?
打破罪与死的权势。
And to, that is to shatter the authority of sin and death.
而给我们什么？永生。
And give us eternal life.
这个永生就是能够胜过罪，胜过死。
And this eternal life can overcome sin, can overcome death.
谁能够带这个伟大的生命给我们？除了耶稣基督，没有第二个人。
Other than our Lord Jesus, who else could have brought such great gift to us?
So, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
no one else.
我不管你多有钱, 你买不到永生。
So, dear brother and sister, I don't care how rich you are, you cannot purchase
eternal life. 我不管你多有权势, 你没有办法去换永生。
I don't care how much authority you may have, but you cannot exchange for eternal life.
只有来信耶稣。
The only way you can receive it is to come and believe in Jesus.
让他做你的救主。
And let him become your savior.
只有来信耶稣。
And only when you come to Jesus.
让他做你生命的王。
And allow him to become the king of your life.
这个在我们常常讲耶稣后面一定连到什么？基督，对吧？
And so often as we, when we say Jesus, we also add on Jesus Christ.
对。你知道现在在大陆有一个新的宗教法出来。
And so in China now there's a new law regarding religion.
要把信仰中国化。
And that is to Chinesify a religion.
Chinesify.
to turn it more
Sinosification.
That's probably.
不管了，中国化，也就是说他要把整个我们的基督教信仰把它中国化。
And that is to turn our entire faith into more a Chinese oriented.
Well, 那你就想中国化中国化嘛，那就玛利亚变成观世音。
You have for real 还是缩小，你看那个这个
Just a joke.
Okay.
最重要的，基督这两个字不要再用了。
One of the key things in that law is that we can no longer use Christ.
基督这个词是什么词？
Because Christ, this word,
不是中文啊。基督这两个字是希腊文。
It's because the word Christ is Greek. It's not Chinese.
对不对？所以你要中国化的话，你要把这个东西去掉。
So if you want to absorb, I guess, if the Christianity into China, then that word cannot be used.
如果他真的要执行这个法令的话，那以后这叫耶稣教，不叫基督教了。
And so if they truly want to execute it upon this law, to enforce this law, then it's no longer Christianity. It's Jesus.
他们有一幅名画叫圣父圣子这样的一幅西画，那个圣子要去掉，这幅西画就是父与子。
And so there's this famous painting from the Western world of the it's called the Holy Father and Holy Son. So if this law is to be enforced, this picture, for example, can no longer be called that. It's probably just called the Father and Son.
所以人就要疯狂，对吧？
So man is truly going mad.
在美国疯狂的就是男女不分了。
And so in the U.S., we're going nuts over that there's no more gender.
男男可以结婚，女女也可以结婚。
Man can marry another man, a woman can marry another woman.
你要做男的做女，你自己选决定。
You want to be a man or woman, you pick,
所以美国疯了。
So the U.S. is going crazy.
中国也疯了。
China is always is also going crazy.
那么现在到了这个时代，简直所有认为当然的事情，通通不当然了。
So,this world, we are living in an era where we used to believe things are logically so, but now it's no longer.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们所处的这个时代是一个非常黑暗的时代。
So this era we are in right now is very dark.
我们怎么教育自己的儿女？
How do we teach?
你要非常的注意，你要注意你的儿子女儿在学校老师到底教他们什么东西。
You need to pay,
他的脑袋里面装的是什么
？You need to pay special attention to what is it that their teachers are teaching them in their school. What goes on in their heads?
父母，你有很重要的责任。
So as parents, you have a very, very important responsibility.
撒旦要把所有神的话全部淡化去扭。
Satan will dilute and twist.God's words.
那我们要为这个王做见证的话，你就要把神的话搞清楚，他怎么说的。那耶稣说，他怎么说，我怎么说，对吧？刚刚我们念的。
So be a testimony to this king. We need to be absolutely clear on what is it that this king said. And Lord Jesus just himself just said that whatever the Father says, that is what I say.
所以我们传道的时候，就是神他的话怎么讲。你就规规矩矩的怎么讲，不要去把它改掉。
And so when sharing the gospel, whatever God said, that is exactly how we shall share it, and we do not make any changes upon our own.
这是主耶稣在父的面前的态度。
And that is the attitude that the Lord Jesus has before the Father.
而感谢主，他完成了父给他的托付。
And thank the Lord that He fulfilled the commandment that the Father had given him.
那我们在这个交通的里头。我们就要来效法耶稣基督的那一个脚步。
And so in our fellowship with him, we shall also mimic his footsteps.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray and pray.
主，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we truly want to thank you.
因为你是王。
For you are the king.
主啊，我们是你的仆人。
And we are your servants.
但愿我们在你的面前把这个位置搞对。
And hope that fully we can understand this relationship before.
在这一个风雨飘摇黑暗的时代
and in this tumultuous and dark time
你给我们一个保证
you give us this promise
若是我们遵行你的命令
and that is if we obey your commandment
你就答应我们与我们同在直到世界的末了
you promise that you will be with us until the end of the age
请你祝福在座的每一个弟兄姊妹
please bless every single brother and sister here
让我们好好的来听你的话
so that we can hear your words
照着你的命令去行
and to obey your commandments
让你的同在永远跟我们在一起
so that you may always be with us
荣耀归给主
glory be unto our Lord
奉主耶稣基督得胜的名祷告
praise in Jesus' victorious name
Amen, Amen.